This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Little Sisters of the Poor want to return exclusively to their consecrated hospitality for the elderly poor. Instead, their victory at the Supreme Court last year removed fines and sent them to lower courts for a constitutional remedy of their case. When President Trump was elected, some thought the contraceptive case would go away, but without saying exactly why. The Justice Department now says it wants another 60 days to figure out its role as plaintiff in the case. Democrats continue beating the life issue, saying there is no place for pro-life Democrats. Hillary Clinton declared less than a year ago that citizens would have to change their moral positions to embrace abortion. DNC Chair Tom Perez is maintaining that position within his party. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, 10 abortion workers quit their jobs during the last 40 Days for Life campaign. Some breast cancer groups remain steadfastly in denial, despite another study explaining the abortion-breast cancer connection. Muscle spasms are among symptoms qualifying patients for medical suicide in Canada, and life advocates in Australia are seeking protections for Down syndrome children from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.